Burns returns to end probe and give report. The Atlanta Georgian, Sunday, 5th of April, 1914, 4th edition, final, page 3, column 1. Now, detective declares result of investigation of Frank case will be made public. Very soon, trip north developed valuable evidence. Back from a week's trip that included visits to New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Kansas City, Detective W.J. Burns said Saturday that his agency had practically completed the investigation of a murder mystery and would have its report ready to be given to the public within a few days. In each of the cities visited, Burns interviewed persons possessing valuable information bearing on the case. Several of them never have been mentioned before as having any knowledge, either direct or hearsay, of the circumstances of the crime of last Memorial Day. Much is said to have hinged upon Burns's visit to Chicago, where he was to see a man reported to have most damaging evidence against one of the men whose connection with the crime is under investigation by the detective. Refuses to tell of evidence. Mr. Burns firmly refused Saturday night to divulge the nature of the information he obtained from this man, or to disclose his informant's identity. Neither would he say whether he had seen Mima Formby and M.W. Osborne in New York and H.F. Becker in Irvington, N.J. It was believed when he left Atlanta that his mission to New York chiefly was concerned with questioning these persons. The Formby woman to learn the methods by which the detectives procured from her the affidavit defamatory to Frank's character and strongly pointing to him as the slayer. Osborne to find out the results of his handwriting tests made while here in Atlanta on the case and why he was not called by the state as a witness. And Becker to get the facts in regard to the disposal of old requisition pads such as that on which the death notes found by the Fagan girl's body were written. The Philadelphia angle to the case was a recent development. Burns said that he got the information he was after in every city and that he was well pleased with the results of his trip. He repeated that when he made his report, he would leave no doubt as to the murderer of the Fagan girl. The trip was entirely successful, he said. I questioned persons in each city in pursuance of my policy to see everyone who possibly could have any important information on the case. Promises, report soon. My report will be made very soon. The exact date will depend on circumstances. Gathering up the loose ends about Atlanta may delay its final completion from 4 to 6 days, but I do not anticipate that it will be longer than this. Speaking of his interviews with Chicago newspapermen, Burns said, "People there were horrified at the rumor that was widespread before the trial, which vilified him to a degree that made his conviction on a charge of murder virtually a certainty. Because I cleared up this phase of the case, I probably would be able to have declared Frank innocent." Guy Bittinger, general manager for the Burns agencies, who now is being prominently mentioned for the police commissionership of New York to succeed Douglas McKay, resigned, left here to go to Florida before he severs his connection with the Fagan case. He left for Florida a few days ago, presumably to see Burtis Dalton, one of the state's star witnesses, before his return. Dan S. Lehan has practically wound up the Atlanta end of the investigation during his chief's absence. The three will prepare separate reports and exchange them. Any conflicting points will be investigated before a final report is made public. Before he concludes the case, Burns will seek interviews with Solicitor Dorsey, Conley's lawyer, and members of the police and detective departments.